Hello, friends. It's our Monday encore. Coming up on Thursday, I will be going to South Florida to be with young Jackie. We will be doing encore shows from Florida, but we'll also do some new shows as the opportunity presents itself, especially, of course, Elcott and the elevation and the flotitation to overlord status. And a lot of people look at me, and I'm sure they look at a lot of you when you mention it, and they think that we're half out of our minds, that there's something seriously wrong, that maybe it's, they actually think, some people think that I've inhaled something, you know, or my house needs to be aired out because there's some sort of a fungus that I've inhaled and I am now actively hallucinating.
Yeah, that's very honest about it.
No, I think you are. Yeah, you're the one actively hallucinating, bud. Let's listen now, shall we? What happened?
I dropped something.
Let's listen now, shall we, to our encore show. This is Bill Witherman. He just did our, well, he or Alex Fournier did the promo for the show. Anyway, Bill Witherman is back. He's changed his name from Bill Witherby and suffers a heart attack during the show, although I'm sure he's fine because you look okay, Bill.
I feel fine. No, it was all a put on.
Oh, it was all a put on. Okay.
Fancy that.
Yeah. Okay, so here he is, Bill Witherman on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
My name is Bill Witherby. Yesterday, I used the name of Bill Witherman. I've changed my mind.
What?
Do it again. Do it.
I'm Bill Witherby. That will be my name going forward. Yesterday, I used the name of Bill Witherman. I didn't think it was a good name. It bothered me. I'm going to use another...
Do it again.
What's going... Just do it again.
I'm Bill Witherby. Today...
Take two.
I'm...
Take three.
I'm...
Take four.
My name is Bill Witherby.
That's good.
Do I...
Keep going.
My name is Bill Witherby. Yesterday, you knew me as Bill Witherman. Today, I'm Bill Witherby. That's the name I'm going to use going forward. Yes, I like the way that sounds. I think it's much better than Witherman. Bill Witherby. That's it. Write that down. Put it on your refrigerator. This is the Bill Witherby Experience. Yesterday, I called it the Bill Witherby Extravaganza.
Take it again. Why? Take it again.
Okay.
This is the Bill Witherby...
No, with the music.
Well, what do you want me to do? Okay. Got it. This is the Bill Witherby Experience. Exploring man's insights. Man's overall grasp of reality and what lies beyond. This is the Bill Witherby Experience. An experience like no other. Witherby will take you whither goest thou.
Bill Witherby is on the air.
Public Television presents Bill Witherby.
Thank you. This is Bill Witherby, and my very first guest this evening is a man who traveled to the North Pole to discover whether or not there was such a man as Santa Claus. He did this, and his name is Chad Auerbach. A very pleasant good evening to you, Chad.
Thank you.
You believe there was a Santa Claus?
I still do believe it.
You believe there is a Santa Claus?
I do.
Why do you believe that?
Well, the empirical evidence is that on Christmas morning, and I know what you're going to say, you're going to say the parents bought those gifts, but there is anecdotal evidence of children and adults hearing walking around on a rooftop.
But don't you know that that is the adults?
Well, the adults who, what adults?
The parents of the children, they walk around on the roof.
They walk around on the roof. If I were the police and a responsible authority, I'd have those parents arrested and jailed.
Why?
Because if they're up on a rooftop walking around, either scaring the hell out of their children or the possibility they'll fall and break their necks because they're walking around on a roof in the middle of the night.
Well, listen, but that's what's going on.
Well, we don't know that in every case that's what's going on. Are you all right? You look like you're having a hard time breathing.
No, I'm all right. But I'm trying to formulate this next question. If you believe there's a Santa Claus, and you base that upon the fact that you hear walking around on a rooftop, and I tell you that that walking around is being done by parents, and you say there's no proof that that's who that is, I say to you, what is your proof that it is Santa Claus?
What is my proof that it is Santa Claus?
Yes, that's what I asked.
My proof that it is Santa Claus?
Yes.
All right. My proof that it's Santa Claus is that there's no proof that those adults...
No, to say it's Santa Claus, let's say they it's not the parents of the... How do you know it's, in other words, it's Santa Claus?
It's Christmas Eve. There's presents under a tree. If that walking around on the rooftop is not the parents of the children, who could... Now, I know you're going to say it's probably neighbors.
Yes, it could be a... Well, wait a minute. No, I'm saying that it is the parents. You're saying, what if it isn't?
Oh, yeah. Well, if it isn't...
Then you're saying it's Santa Claus.
Yeah.
If it's not the parents, it's the kids or some other adult living in that neighborhood.
What? I'm saying...
No, what you're saying is that you believe Santa Claus is on the roof, and when there's walking around, that's Santa Claus. I'm telling you, that walking around is the sound of the parents themselves or some other adult trying to make it... Oh, God.
You all right?
You need water?
No, I got a gas pain.
Jesus H. Christ.
We got to take a break.
Yeah. Let me have some of that water, Ted. Thank you.
Jesus!
Oh, stop it. You want to sit down here, sir? I'm here with Mr. Artemis, William Artemis, and we're talking about the existence of Santa Claus. He believes Santa Claus exists because of the fact that there's walking around, some reporting of walking around on a rooftop. You don't believe that could be the parents of the children doing that.
As I said before, those people should be arrested. If those are parents that are up on the roof walking around to make their kids believe that there's a Santa Claus, they should be arrested. Arrested.
Why?
Because they could fall and break their necks. They could fall through a hole in the roof. They might scare these children. Any number of things.
All right. Let's for a moment presuppose that Santa Claus... We can have this discussion about Santa Claus.
And his name is Santa Claus. You said Santa Claus.
Did I? I'm sorry. It's difficult. That this discussion of Santa... Did it again, didn't I?
Yeah. Take two.
Let's presuppose this discussion of Santa Claus. God damn me.
Santa.
Hi. Thank you, sir. I've got... Can I get it written down for me phonetically so I can see it in front of me?
Certainly.
Let's presuppose that your belief that Santa Claus is walking about on the roof. Why did you go to the North Pole?
We went to the North Pole having the evidence that there is a Santa Claus, but not the actual physical proof. We had more of a anecdotal evidence, people hearing walking around. We decided to go to the North Pole to get actual physical proof.
And you were prepared... You were prepared to bring Santa Claus back against his will.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. If Santa Claus exists...
Are you going to tell me if you found him or not?
Hold on. Well, yeah. A lot of people want me to...
All right.
If Santa Claus exists, I don't believe, and I have to say it, because I believe Santa Claus to be an entity what we would call an astral plane entity.
Uh-huh.
Do you even know what that means?
I'm listening to you, Mr. Forthright.
Okay. That Santa Claus, if he exists, is an astral plane entity. In other words, he's an extra-dimensional entity. However, if Santa Claus is alive and exists, I owe it to everyone in the world to prove that.
All right. Now, you don't think... That taking photographs of...
No, a photograph would not do. People would say, well, you dummied up the photograph.
And so you were prepared to shoot and kill Santa Claus?
If need be, yes.
If need be, you would shoot and kill. What firearms did you take with you?
I had a simple 9mm. I had a Beretta.
You had a Beretta handgun?
Yes.
A 9mm, and you were going to shoot Santa Claus?
Making sure of my background, yeah.
What do you mean, making sure of your background?
Well, 9mm is going to go right through whatever you shoot, and it's going to go right through anything that's behind it.
Okay, let me... Hey, boy.
Take a break.
All right. We'll be right. This is the Bill Witherby Show. We'll be right back.
Bill Witherby will be back.
I'm Bill Witherby, and I'm selling weather vanes. It's the Bill Witherby weather vane, and it has my face, my head mounted on the top, pointing in four directions. Yes, it's the Bill Witherby weather vane with my head parked on top of it and four arms, one pointing north, the other south, the other west and east. And that vane will blow and turn and change directions when the wind blow.
When the wind?
When the wind blew.
When the wind blow.
When the wind blows. Get your Bill Witherby, get your Bill Witherby.
Witherby.
Get your Bill Witherby weather.
Take two.
Get your Bill Witherby.
Take three.
Get your Bill Weather.
Bill.
Spell it phonetically for me, will you, please? Get your Bill Witherby weather vane now at the Bill Witherby Trading Post. That's the Bill Witherby Trading Post. We take all major credit cards. We'll take a money order. Hell, we'll even take cash. If it gets to us, fine. If it doesn't, well, I don't know.
Are you tired?
I'm getting tired, yeah.
Do you want to lay down?
I might want to lay down.
What about me?
I've got a guest, though, that believes in Santa, that says you believe in Santa Claus, right?
I certainly do. You're not going to lay down.
All right.
Now back to Bill Witherby.
Bill Witherby experience with you here. I have John Voorman, who believes that Santa Claus exists and has traveled to the North Pole, not just to get evidence of Santa Claus, but if need be, bring Santa Claus back against his will to civilization. And if that proves to be problematic, shoot and kill Santa Claus. Let's continue our conversation. You mentioned that you would take a handgun.
I'm not going to take a long gun. That's very conspicuous.
It's beyond my imagination, and I'm sure many of my listeners, if not all of them, that you'd go to the North Pole only to find proof of Santa Claus and then be willing to shoot and kill him.
Yes.
In order for what?
To prove that he exists.
But you'd kill him.
Well, yes, I would kill him. Because it's more important to prove...
Take two.
It's more important...
Take three.
It's more important to prove the existence of Santa Claus than to sustain it. Because I think we're all agreed that Santa Claus entering homes and leaving presents is a security risk to every family listening. Now, I don't want to point fingers, but we've had any number of reports of violence, even on Christmas Eve, in homes. How do we know
That violence wasn't committed by Santa Claus.
By Santa Claus.
Because the reports were not, how many people reported with Santa Claus?
I don't know. And there may be a level of shock involved. There might be a level of disbelief involved. But we've had violence in this country on any occasion, any particular date, especially on New Year's Eve. And we never once consider it to be Santa Claus. I'm not saying it is. What I am saying is, to lose Santa Claus wouldn't be such a great loss, but to continue to believe in Santa Claus without having the proof.
Is you think that's worse, huh?
I think it's worse, yeah. Can I ask you something?
What?
Do you drink? You sound like you drink.
This is the Bill Witherby experience. I'm talking here to Glenn Hauberdow, who believes that Santa Claus exists. Now, you went to the North Pole.
I did.
What did you find?
I trekked all the way to the North Pole, zero latitude, longitude, and I found a lot of evidence that people had been there before me, a lot of human beings with signs and funny faces and some obscenities and some, dirty pictures.
What do you mean, dirty pictures?
Well, people leave graffiti.
Okay.
I'm sure you can imagine what.
Well, all right, but this is where Santa Claus.
Santa.
This is where Santa Claus lives.
Yes.
Well, although, did you see evidence of a home?
I didn't see a home. I didn't see a reindeer den. It doesn't mean that he doesn't exist. He could very well have uprooted the home. He could maybe he lives somewhere else. I don't know. I didn't see any evidence of Santa Claus. What I did see was a great, and I remember people telling me they went to the grave of Jim Morrison, for instance, in Paris, and saw it covered with all kinds of vile graffiti.
Well, what, you went to the North Pole, and what kind of graffiti?
I'm...
Well, what are we talking about here?
There were people drew penises on the sides of...
All right, I understand.
Some guy, you know, like a picture of Santa Claus going, ah, it was like there was a penis.
I understand. So no evidence found of Santa Claus at the North Pole.
That does not mean that he doesn't exist. And I would say this to you, Mr. Witherby. As we go along, if we don't prove that that man exists, if we don't prove there's some evidence of Santa Claus, we are going through a ritual that is potentially dangerous, because if there is no Santa Claus and some guy dresses as Santa Claus and gains entry to your home...
Well, see, that's just it. No one's... You can't just dress up as Santa Claus. You have to have, I would think, some supernatural powers.
That's a good point, yes. And to meet Santa Claus, if and when, and I do believe it's just an inevitability that we will meet Santa Claus, the first thing I'll do is ask him to do a magical act of some kind.
What would you ask him to do?
I don't know. I'd say, if you're really Santa Claus, make, you know, give me a, you know, create an apple or something.
All right, so you'd have him conjure.
Yeah, are you familiar with...
I'm a little familiar with magic, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Somebody said, Bob, well, I can't say that.
Well, what were you going to say?
I can't say it on the... said Bob.
All right, well, let's take a break, okay?
Right. We'll be having more with Bill Witherby right after these messages.
So what did you see?
I saw a large penis somebody drew, and it was in Santa Claus's mouth. He's going...
Bill Witherby.
Bill Witherby. I'm back here. This is the Bill Witherby Extravaganza.
Take two.
I'm back. This is the Bill Witherby Extravaganza. I may be having a heart attack.
You're kidding. Are you all right, Bill?
Clear the studio. Bill? Bill.
Can I? Hi, this is John Jeteroo. I've written a book called I Believe in Santa Claus, but I don't believe that he... Oh, wait. Shut it down. Bill. Bill.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What?
That's your show, huh?
Hey, man, just do the outro, okay? You know what? I'll do it. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. What's the problem here?
You end it with a guy having a heart attack. Is that what you're doing?
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Oh, Daddy's mad.